All right, welcome in everybody to the iPhone Users Group for VIP Conduit. It is the last day of the month of April 30th, 2025. And I'm going to open it up by talking about an app. I do not have this app, but I just read about it a little bit. And I'm not sure this would be the app for me because I'm not very organized, but people that are inclined in that direction. This is called Pantry Check. So you can scan everything in your pantry so you'll know what you've got. The only caveat to that is when you use a can, you need to go into the app and subtract that item from your inventory. But if you can stay on track that way, it's a way of actually when you go grocery shopping, you can kind of track what you have and kind of know what it's all about. And so that's, like I said, I'm not inclined in that direction because I'm not that organized or that faithful about doing that. But it is a in-app purchase, which means it's free to download. But if you want to go more than 200 items in your inventory, which I don't know if people have that much stuff in stock at their home, then you would need to pay something. But as long as you stay under that 200 mark, it's free to use. So that might be something somebody might want to consider. And Hank has a handy hint to tell everybody about Be My Eyes. So I'm going to turn it over to Hank.
I didn't hear Hank come in.
I thought I heard him come in while I was keyed up. Well, okay, he's not here. So I'll go ahead and bring up the little hint. Be My Eyes is now, you can create a shortcut for it so that you can have Siri. You can say, hey, Siri, describe quickly with Be My Eyes. And without even being in the app, it goes in the app, takes a picture, and starts describing what you just took a picture of. I think that's pretty handy. It won't work for me because I don't have Siri set up. But if you do, then it's a really cool little feature to utilize.
Shortcuts are neat. I have one for VD scan for identifying currency. I think that's the only one that I can think of that I have, but it's really neat because it's actually in some ways faster than those iBills because you don't have the error thing. And, you know, within like 10 seconds, you can scan a bill and it'll tell you what it is.
So, do you say, hey Siri, tell me what this bill is with VD scan? Or how do you say it?
Well, you actually have to set up the shortcut. And I truly cannot remember how I did that because it was quite a while ago. But once you get the shortcut set up, I just say, hey Siri, check this bill. And it automatically opens it up. I think you can write in what you want it, what you want to be able to say to engage the shortcut.
I think it's with the bill reader, I think, is with Seeing AI. And you just go into the settings of the app and look for shortcut. And it'll take you to the shortcuts app. And within that, it'll give you options that you can utilize the Siri to activate, whether you say read this or currency or whatever. There are options that you can choose from. And that's the same way with Be My Eyes. You go into the settings in the Be My Eyes app, and it tells you what is possible to set up as a shortcut. And then it says go to shortcut page or app, and then you load that in, and you'll be in those settings. And then you just choose the one that you want that applies to you. And then after that, Siri will enable it.
You are correct. It is not VD scan. Sorry about that. Yeah, it is seeing AI.
You know, I never set those shortcuts up. Describe quickly, describe fully, and read would be my eyes. I never did set it up. Somehow they're there, though.
Okay. Back up just a little bit. This would work for Be My Eyes or the other one you mentioned, too. And then you open that up, and then you go to settings, and then what do you go to?
It says, I believe it says shortcuts, and then it'll say you can get it to call and volunteer. So Siri will call a volunteer, or Siri will describe with Be My Eyes. There's a describe quickly with Be My Eyes, and there's a describe fully with Be My Eyes. So you just choose that one, or those are the options, and it'll say go to shortcut, and then within the shortcut app are those same options, and you just select the one you want.
Okay, thank you.
What is the difference between describe quickly and describe fully?
Quickly, it gives you the Reader's Digest version. Fully, it gives you details.
TX active.
And I mean details.
Yes. I did it earlier with my keyboard, and it's like there are rhinestones, and it tells you the color of the rhinestones, which I did not even know, on the J and some other letters. I'm like, okay.
I've got to find my keyboard and hook that up. I'm always buying stuff, and then I stash it away.
Well, anybody that has a Bluetooth keyboard that would like to know how to use it with the iPhone, there is a key describer mode on there. So it's voiceover, your voiceover keys, which is usually either the first two bottom left or the second and third keys bottom
left. Hankerdo join channel.
There he is. Fashionably late, Hank. But you can press your voiceover keys down and hit the K, and it'll go into key describer mode so that any key that you hit, if it does something, it'll tell you what that function is. It's really neat for learning it.
Hank, I hate to tell you, but your sandals and your scarf don't match.
Wait, where's the camera? How did you know I was wearing sandals and a scarf? Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I was helping my sister move some bins up in the attic. But I am here. No need to cry. I've made it.
Well, I stole your thunder. I was going to turn it over to you. I had thought you had actually come in the room. And I said, and Hank's going to give you a tip about Be My Eyes. Well, you weren't here yet, so I did it anyway.
It was actually Becky that came in when you thought it was Hank, Cheryl.
That shows you what my hearing does. Hey, Becky, welcome in.
Hey, Becky.
Thank you.
So you already told them about it? Like I said, when you open up the app, I think it's a recent thing. It kind of tells you what it is anyway, but some people just dismiss quick notifications or don't pay much mind. But I thought it was pretty cool. It's not working for everybody, though. Doesn't seem like.
Well, you do have to have Hey Siri enacted, and because I have mine connected to Wayne, it's not going to work for me. So, and I tried just doing it with Siri, and Siri said, if you think it's serious, you might want to call a 911. I'm like, what does it think I'm saying?
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one she has such a time with.
You're saying the afterwards too quickly. Siri, serious, So actually, she's hearing the "is" at the end of it. So did you do a demo or anything, or just told them about
it? I just told them about it, but feel free to do the demo. That'll be your job.
Okay, sorry about that. I was just, you do have to have the phone unlocked. For those of you know, you can unlock your phone without actually going to the home screen. So let me try it with, I have the home button, but I'm going to try it with the saying her name. Hey, Siri, quickly describe with Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes. Clear. Button.
Oops. I was moving the phone around too much. Let's see. Sorry, guys.
Messages. Two unread messages. App switcher. Be My Eyes. Active. Close Be My Eyes.
Close I'm just doing eyes. That messages. Because it doesn't Attention. Need to be open. So I'm going to try it again. Let me get out of app switcher.
Messages. Two unread messages.
Hey, Siri. Quickly. Describe quickly with Be My Eyes.
None of your accessories can do that.
Hey, Siri. Describe quickly with Be My Eyes.
Starting camera. Be My Eyes. Be My Eyes. Take picture. Dimmed. Button. A drum set is positioned in front of a wooden louvered closet door. The set includes a snare drum, a cymbal, and a drum spool. There's a cardboard box on the floor behind the stool, and some coiled cables hang on the wall. A small part of a mirror and some other objects are visible on a shelf to the right.
There you go. I had the app closed. You have to say quickly. Describe that. See, I'm doing it wrong already. Describe quickly with Be My Eyes.
Well, all we heard was a little gibberish there going on there, Hank. Just FYI, if you're gonna do a demo, slow your speech down.
Yeah, slow it down.
Well, I'm impressed if you could understand a word of that.
I understood most of it, but not all of it.
Yep, it said a drum set with some cymbals and a drum stool next to it and a speaker in the background and a TV. It's just, I should have slowed it down, but that's just where I keep it normally. Sorry, guys. I could do it again, but you got the gist of how it works.
Well, I'll tell you, any of you that are not using that Be My Eyes AI feature are really missing out. I went out last week and I spoke to a group of kids at school. And to demonstrate it, I took a picture of the group of kids. There were like 80 of them sitting in bleachers. And it described the students sitting in rows. It even told me, it said there are teachers standing with the kids. And then it went on to say some of the children are paying very close attention while others are looking around. I thought, holy mackerel.
That is very impressive, and I'm sure they were impressed with that as well.
Oh, yes.
You know what would have been funny is you should have followed up and say, describe the children that are not paying attention and looking around. It would be funny would have said, well, there's one with brown hair and a blue Star Wars shirt or something like along those lines.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting except for the kids that aren't paying attention. snitching on them.
So, Parker, did you demonstrate any other apps that you have on your iPhone?
No, I didn't. I told them about some of them. I didn't actually demonstrate them. Be My Eyes was the only one I demonstrated because I knew it would describe it. And with that many, I had to have Wendy read it because the voiceover volume wasn't loud enough for him to hear it. So I had actually had Wendy read it, but I did tell them about some of the other apps that we use.
I used my iPhone yesterday for an interesting thing. I had a backing track for a praise song that we did at our Bible study. And I put the song into Dropbox. And then I had it make it available offline. And then I brought a Bluetooth speaker with me and I hooked it up and I played the song through the speaker. And we all sang along with the accompaniment, and it was worked out pretty well.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Wayne and I watched, we'll watch a TV show with the Bluetooth speaker. It's pretty neat.
You know, the other day when Wendy was gone, when I used a product called Airborne, which is an immune system enhancer, like somewhat like vitamins. And I ran out and I needed some more, and I wanted to make sure the box that I was getting was Airborne. So I set the box I thought it was up on the counter, took a picture of it, and it told me a box of Airborne. It even gave me the dosage, the flavor. I mean, it was unreal, all the information it gave me.
I actually like the Be My Eyes Describer better than some of the other ones. I think it's more thorough.
I tend to hit the Be My Eyes first, and if that doesn't get me where I want to be, I'll do the VD scan and see if I can get more information. And if that doesn't do it, then I'll go to Seeing AI. And I've been known to even go to Envision, Orion, Ally. So that's how many apps that I have that have that capability. It's amazing.
When I think about the money that I paid for KNFB Reader back in the day, it was a joke compared to this. I never having seen, I don't know for sure, but I would say that it does just as bad as good as someone with full sight.
Well, on some things, like reading a greeting card or something, it does better because they're not going to tell you about the shading of colors and all that stuff. Or I've maybe known one or two people in my life that would go that much. But Cheryl, I do that too. Of course, I use my, in the kitchen, I use my, well, I can't even remember what it's called now. Anyway, what I look at directions on boxes and stuff with. And if it will read it to me, I like it better because it'll read the instructions and all that thing. And I can stop it and go as I want to. But another thing that I use sometime is the OCR thing with your computer, put it on your scanner and read that. So there's a lot of things we have in our toolbox.
And, you know, and they're all important to have available because you never know when you're going to utilize any one of them. Now, I was one of those KNFB reader people. I mean, I purchased the machine at the tune of $6,500 when it came out and it was available. And then when the little portable thing came out, it was something like $1,500. And then there was the phone that had the KNFB reader on it. Now, that was actually $1,500. So I've been through several iterations of KNFB Reader. And when the app came out, it was $100. But you know what? It worked really, really well. Now, I don't know if they've stopped supporting it or the other apps have just surpassed it or what. But the KNFB Reader is not the big boss that it used to be. So, and that's disappointing.
Holy cow, $6,500. Yeah, I only learned it, and I wait the app for the phone. And I waited till I went on sale and I got it for $50. I was about to ask, is that thing even still around? So I don't think I have it loaded on my phone right now because of all the other apps. I think once I tried, it didn't work, but going back years, I didn't give it much of a chance though. And you're right. Susie, yeah, sometimes the Be My Eyes does so much better than a sighted person. On the greeting card, it, you know, read the text and stuff, but it might tell you, saying, oh, there's a bunny with a big smile on his face holding a carrot half eaten. Behind it, there's some flowers with some purple and yellow flowers, and it's a sunny day with clouds in the sky. Somebody's just going to read you the card, and it's like, oh, you know, there's a rabbit and some flowers and stuff or something, if they even tell you that.
This is true. I mean, sighted people, and I know some of us have been sighted, so I can't really, you know, speak too harshly. But yeah, the longer I've been blind, the less I am inclined to give them a pass. But hey, you know, we have to live with them because, you know, that's the way it is. But it's called First Step Reader now, the KNFB. They changed it to First Step. So I don't know. I haven't used it in a while. Last time I tried to use it, I wasn't real pleased with the results.
I believe KNFB, well, now First Step, have not seen it since it was First Step. I didn't know that. I'll have to look. That's more just for text, right? And then I have another old app. Did I get rid of it? What was it called? Text Detective or something like that. I'd have to look if it's still in my what do I call it? Accessibility folder.
Yeah. What I used to use it for is I would get PDFs via email, and I would it would say open in KNFB Reader, and it would read the PDF files. So I really liked it for that, but it doesn't do that anymore. That's unfortunate.
Maybe that's where ScribeMe will help. Somebody asked about that earlier, and I looked it up. It extracts text from PDFs and PowerPoints. I believe it's free with in-app purchases. What those in-app purchases are, I don't know. So if anybody's interested in like PDFs, ScribeMe is in the App Store. I have not used it, so I'm not recommending it, nor am I condemning it.
Okay. Yeah, these PDFs, sometimes you can open them up on your iPhone and actually read the documents. So I've done that before, but it doesn't read it well.
Well, I guess it does pertain to this class. I know some of you have got cloud storage. I think like 99 cents a month or something. I tried to set that up and I've never got into it. So if you could tell me how, or you have a step-by-step that's written down, or I'm sorry, I'm moving my microphone. I'd love, or could just give me some one-on-one to set that up. I'd love to, because I get so far and it just, it's not done.
I just did it just here recently. I'm trying to remember. I went in, I remember 99 cents was checked by default. And you just went down, and I'll go back and take a look at it, Susie. I'll try to send you something.
Okay, because I never did find, you know, I kept finding, looking for the 99 cent thing, and I found something that would let me have it for $1.99 a month, but I didn't want that.
Okay, so you tap on your name in settings. It's pretty much right at the top.
Cheryl Spencer, cheryl@bellsouth.net. Personal information, sign in security, button, payment shipping, PayPal, subscriptions, button, iCloud, 50 gigabytes, button.
Okay, so when you see iCloud, you double tap there.
iCloud, heading, Cheryl Spencer, manage storage, button, get Apple invites, close, button, get Apple invites. Manage storage button. Cheryl Spencer. Manage storage button. Manage storage. iCloud. Back button. Manage storage. Heading. Storage. 15.3 gigabytes of 50 gigabyte views. iCloud photos 18. Voice memo 6. Messages through iCloud drop others 0.7. Share with family button. Change storage plan. 50 gigabytes button. iCloud Photos, 8.8 gigabytes. Voice Memos, 2.8 gigabytes.
So would you go, see, I've already done it, so that's why it's not saying it. So, but since you haven't done it, just go into that iCloud setting and see where it takes you.
Actually, there is under, well, I clicked on iCloud, and then it was kind of where you were. Mine says Manage iCloud, and then it's given me
Back button. Upgrade iCloud Plus. Heading.
Upgrade iCloud Plus.
Buy. Dimmed. Button. You will be charged immediately and each payment period until you change or cancel your plan.
So you could buy
iCloud Plus. Heading. Selected. $0.99 per month. Renew 05/03/05.
So that's the one selected. $0.99 a month for 50 gigs.
Upgrade options. Heading.
Upgrade options is next.
$2.99 per month. More space for lots of photos and videos.
$2.99 a month.
$9.99 per month. Great for families with plenty of storage to share.
$9.99 a month. So I can change plans. So you would actually be subscribing. But it is under your name, under double tap on iCloud, and then it's further to the right. And sorry, I forgot to slow speech down.
Yeah, it if you haven't done it, it does say upgrade to iCloud Plus. Just tap on that. And the 99 cent one is checked by default automatically. So then you can just flick through and ignore the other ones and go ahead and, you know, and tell it to do it. It's actually fairly simple.
Okay. You just have to remember who you're talking to, but I will try it. Thank you very much.
Well, we're here if you need any more assistance. Just remember that.
Thanks.
All right. This is where we want to open the floor. CZ was a great contributor. We welcome any and all questions about anything Apple related. So the floor is now open for anybody.
If there's anybody that's not on the iCloud or not the iCloud, the iPhone users group list, I would encourage you to get on it. You can do it by, you know, going to the bottom of the rooms page and subscribe, because you can ask us questions, you know, by email. So if you're not on it, you might want to get on it.
And we can reply with step-by-step instructions, too. So that might be helpful, too. And if you noticed, Parker, I send it out to both lists. I'm not on the tech. I tried doing it to the tech chat, but I couldn't get that to come up.
I'm proud of you. I saw that. Do you want to be on Tech Talk? I can arrange that if you want to.
No, I'll let you handle that. But I just thought, you know, I was going to try to send it to that too. But I'm not actually on it. And I'm good.
Yeah, you got to be on it before you can send to it.
Okay, that must be it. I guess because I thought I was on it because I get so many of them from you. Maybe that's where I got it.
Well, Cheryl, that's where you call a friend. So Parker's your friend. You could ask him to put it on the Tech Talk thing.
He usually does.
Okay. I figured he did.
If you're getting him from me, you must be on it then. I'll look and see, and if you're on it, I'll send you the email address for the list.
There you go. Thank you.
I believe I'm on it. Sorry, I was looking at something. Susie, I could send you a private message with the quick instructions on the iCloud thing. Is that the one where you send, like, iOS has gotten a new update, like the 18.4 and stuff like that? And I think I've gotten a couple other ones, how to set it up for location things, like when you get home to have it, your phone do certain things.
Yep, that's the list.
Okay, thank you, Hank.
And far as I know, you are on it, Hank. Dropbox. If anybody doesn't have it on their phone, I highly recommend it. It is so great. I mean, I can do something on my computer, send it, put it in a Dropbox folder. And from there, you know, I'm always doing the birthday things and things like that. Well, I do it for my family as well. And last one I did was for my boss at work. So I did did that on the computer, put it in Dropbox, and then from Dropbox, if you want to send a file to somebody, you just click up until it's more actioned, and then you look for export a copy. Double tap on that, and it'll say export, and double tap again, and then it'll... Then you, at the bottom of your phone, there's a list of things you can do, messages, email, that kind of thing. So I double tap on messages, type in her name, and her name and number comes up. I double tap there and hit the send button. It sent the attachment right from Dropbox. It is so amazing.
I need to set that up on my phone.
And if you're traveling,
Guitar Man left channel.
You can listen to, you know, like if, I'll put a movie in Dropbox that I want to listen to, and just you can play a movie, read a book. It's all kinds of stuff.
Guitar Man joined channel.
That's what I said that I did yesterday when I did that song. I put it in Dropbox and it worked out really good. I just had it open. And that way, when I got there, all I had to do was just push the, my speaker has a little part in the middle where you just push it and it just starts playing the media. So it worked out really nice.
Oh, that would be good for entertaining me while I'm waiting on a ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm usually reading a book or something, but, yeah, that's part. Do you have a Bose speaker? Because my Bose speaker has a button in the middle like that.
Mine is it's called a Wonder Boom. It looks like an apple with the top and bottom cut off. It's about the size of an apple, and it's amazing the sound that comes out of that little thing.
Yeah, mine's pretty small, too. I like mine because it's powerful. I mean, you can crank it.
Yeah, I use the JBL Flip 5. It works really well, too. Sounds as good as any stereo. The only thing, it's not in stereo. I don't like that, but other than that, got a big boom sound to it.
The Wonder Boom is in stereo, and it's really neat. Like, you can have it in your hand, and it's like it's got this really wide sound, and you can hear, you know, the different instruments coming out of different sides of it, and it's just really cool.
TX Active.
Man, they have come a long way since the old, when I was growing up with the boom boxes. You had to buy batteries for the darn thing, but they ate batteries alive, I mean, real quick. And performance wasn't that good either. Like I said, this JBL 5 I've got here, you hold it in my hand, and it would outperform any of my boom boxes that I had in the day.
All right, I think your microphone kicked in, so you can dial it back down to 30 there, Charlie. But you sounded really strong now. Does anybody remember the Jambox? That used to be a big hit. But yeah, speakers have come a long, long way.
I got the Jambox, and that's what it's called. The Jambox by Jawbone. I got bought from Mark one time, about the size of a loaf of bread. It's not quite as long. But it quit working on me. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, mine did too. It died.
Cheryl's right. You need to bring your volume down again because now you're hot.
TX Active.
Yeah, I'll just listen from here on in because it won't be no good.
TX Active. Button.
Yeah, if you just hold your phone away from you a little bit, you were fine that time.
TX Active.
Yeah, it depends on how long I stay keyed up.
You have the oddest phones, Charlie. It doesn't matter which phone you have, it always does that. And nobody else has that. One day we got to go through your phone setting by setting and see if we can figure out why it's doing that.
TX active.
Yeah, it won't do any good. I know it. I know this thing inside out when it comes to this app.
It's really strange, though, because you're, like Cheryl says, you're the only one that does it.
Okay, Susie, I sent you a private message so you can copy and paste it into a notepad or whatever. Or read it at your leisure.
Yeah, every once in a while, you'll come across somebody with the same problem.
So, Hank, when is your trip to the Apple Store, did you say? And have you decided on what model iPhone you're going to go for? Now, I'm hearing some not-so-great stuff from some users of the 16E that some of them are not real crazy about it. Something to do with Siri. So I'm not sure what that's about.
I'm not sure when I'm going, whenever I get somebody that wants to spend a couple hours, because I tend to take a while at the store with stuff like that. Ask a lot of questions, feel this one, check this out, check that out. Plus, I need to go. I want to take my iPad with me. I want to create an account for my mom so she can either use the iPad or my old phone to WhatsApp Messenger with my godmother and maybe her family in Mexico and stuff. But I'm pretty sure I'm leaning towards the Pro for that reason. I thought the 16E was going to be better. I know a lot of people, even people on here, like the S series, you know, like the 14S or whatever the S series are. SE, I should say. But I've heard some, you know, they're just lower quality. Some people love them. Some people. So I think I'm leaning towards the Pro. Again, it's going to last me 8 years, so why not?
Has anybody had any problem with the update? With the 18.4.1 or whatever it is. I've got the update, but I heard that they were having trouble with passwords.
I'm hearing that people should not go for the 18.5 just yet because I think there are some bugs in that one. So I would hesitate to go any further than the 18.4.1, I think, is the one I have. I haven't had any trouble. The Bluetooth keyboard will cut out once in a while and I have to turn it back on, because for some reason when I'm typing, it will not generate a space. I'm going, are you serious? So when you're typing a long email, that is not a good thing. So if I don't fix that, then it's a run-on sentence, and I don't want that. So now it's going to stay something else. I can't think of what it is.
Have they released 18.5 yet? I haven't seen it. I'm running 18.4.1, and I have not had any problems with it at all.
I do believe I got the same update you did when you got it, too. But they're talking about 18.5, and I guess the beta testers have it now, and they're saying that there's some issues. So maybe by the time it's actually released, they'll have all that figured out.
Yeah. If it's not out already, then if it's in beta, then I don't get why they're telling people not to get it because it's not out to us yet, unless you're a public beta, and then you might want to stay away from it. But I also tell people, a lot of people say this, if you'd want to be a public beta, I would have a second device. You don't want to do it on your main device because then when you do run into these bugs, and some of them can be major bugs, which they will iron out before they get to us, you don't want that on your main device that you use every day.
So the 16E, why are people not liking it?
That's a very good suggestion, Hank. You really wouldn't want to do betas on if you've only got one phone.
Well, the comment that I read about the 16E was that Siri, which, you know, I think it's just Siri, it doesn't matter what phone you have, wasn't very responsive to her, so it could have been the way she had it set up, or that it wasn't responding to her voice. Maybe she didn't have it set up correctly. But what I was going to say earlier, Hank, you can create an ID, Apple ID for your mom, and sign her into the whatever device you want. You don't have to go to Apple for that.
Okay, so I guess basically what I would do is I'm using computer terms here. Reformat the iPad, reset it to factory, and then when it comes up and everything, then create the ID there. So I don't think, unless I log out and create one. Can you log in and out of two IDs? So if ever I wanted to, I could. I don't know, think they work that way. I could log out of hers and log into mine.
No, but I would suggest that you log out of yours before you reset it, because it will, it's going to ask you to put in your PIN before it does reset it. It'll log you off at that point and reset the phone. But you can go to apple.com, and there's a place on the website for you to create an Apple ID. Because I had to do it for Bobby and Renee, I don't know how many times.
Okay, I'll check that out. Then I'll research a little if I need to log out before I reset the iPad. Oh, you know what? It probably won't let me if I log out, and then I'll just log back in and then reset it.
Thanks, Hank. I got it. Got it copied to Notepad and saved away. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And like I said, that last part, because I'm already subscribed, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to read it to you, but I think Parker is the one who said that 99 says it's checked by default. Doesn't mean you're getting it. And then at the bottom, it probably says, you know, go buy or subscribe, or, and it'll probably want to you to confirm that you're doing it, or put in your PIN number or your finger ID or face ID. In other words, to purchase it, however you do, you know, whatever you put in to purchase apps.
Didn't the iCloud storage used to be free?
It still is, if you only go with 5 gigabytes. If I remember right, Hank, and I'm not swearing to this, I think it had me, it had to double tap the power button to confirm when I bought it, but I think it's what it said.
I believe you do that with the newer phones. That's like your for Face ID. I still have the home button because I have the iPhone 8, so I would just put my finger on the button to confirm, or it might ask you to put in the PIN. Everybody's a little bit different. There's people who don't have that. You'll have to put in your username, you know, your Apple ID and your Apple password to do it. But that's why I said just follow the prompts or whatever, Susie, because I can't answer for that. And yeah, 5 gigs is free, but when you start backing up your phone, especially if you start backing up your photos, your email, your calendar, your notes, and all that, you the backups will take you over the 5 gigs. So that's when you try to back up your phone, it tells you you don't have enough memory. But then you can do 50 gigs for $1 a month, which isn't bad. I'm only at 17 gigs now, and I've been on it for years now, so I think 50 gigs is more than enough, unless you take a lot of pictures and movies and stuff.
Well, I've got a 256 gigabyte iPhone, but yet I'm paying 99 cents a month for the 50 gigs of storage, because I guess the iPhone and the iCloud are two different entities.
Yes, iCloud is on the web. So, okay, if say you don't back up your phone, or if your phone crashes, or you know, you drop it and it falls into a sewer grate and you can't get it out, you report it lost, you will get another phone. Your stuff is not backed up, so that's why you need the 50 gigs. Just like you back up your computer or whatever, you need to back up your phone, so then you can back up from what's the word I'm looking for? Restore from backup. And so it has all your apps and everything.
Yeah, that's all. There is the distinction between the two. So, yeah, it makes sense. So, yep, I pay that dollar every month, 99 cents.
TX Active.
Yep, I do too. It's well worth it.
And nowadays, you could, if you have an iPad and iPhone, you can put one next to the other and it'll kind of do it automatically. But if that doesn't work, or say you're not near your phone for whatever reason, if you have buy a new iPad or you reset it to factory, you log in and then you tell it restore from backup. So you don't even have to have your other device near it, and it'll download all the apps, all your emails, all your text messages. So that's another reason for having the backup.
I've never, but you know, a transfer from phone to phone, I've never been able to get that to work.
Well, it's got to be a certain age phone, because I know when I had the SE, it wouldn't do it. So I had to take it to the store for them to do it. And then I had to go to AT&T because the 14 Pro has an eSIM, which there's no actual physical SIM card. It's an eSIM, so which is a whole different thing.
So AT&T had to do something.
Yeah, I tried backing my iPhone 10, all of my stuff up on the 11 when I got it.
I've got an eSIM now in my iPhone too.
When did they start that? On the SE3s?
I don't know. I'd actually never heard of it before. But when I changed carriers to this Telo company, they had the option of getting an eSIM. You could go either way, but they had the option of getting the eSIM, so I went for that because I don't think I could do this replacing the SIM card myself.
Yeah, some of them are different. The SIM card is, if you've never done it before, then you don't know, but it's actually not that hard to do. You need a low fine pin, and you've got to pop out the little tray, but I've dropped them and took me forever to find it because they're tiny. But some of the first phones that came out with this eSIM, it was dual. So you have your regular SIM card that was usually your main one, and then you had an eSIM. So if you had two phone numbers for whatever, meaning like your personal and your work one, it was having like two phones in one. So the eSIM would say to be your work phone, and your regular eCard would be your personal phone. And I don't ask me how you would switch back and forth or know who's what line you're answering, but
I guess you'd have to set up a separate ringtone for each line. That would be very confusing, and I'm confused enough as it is.
I've just now thought of what I was wanting to say a while ago. What I use for my groceries and stuff is IDmate. Yeah, I do get these things within a daytime sometime.
Yeah, I've got an IDmate, and I bought it while Chris was still alive. And, you know, I paid. They're not cheap. They were like $1,100. So I'm paying Blind Mice. I think I bought it from Blind Mice for $80 a month. And so I'm paying for this, and I'm going, why am I doing this? I don't really need this. Well, God has knew what was coming down the line for me, because I hadn't had it long when Chris did die. So that was that little device, and it was before I had an iPhone. I had an iPad, but I limited use of that. But though that little device really came in handy for me.
A lot of money for a device like that. But I guess it would be worth it in the long run. Anybody use the Nextdoor app?
Tap TX active button.
Well, I can assure you my IDmate is one of the best investments I ever made.
I don't use the app. I get emails from there, and I go on the computer. I've never tried the app.
I think I have the app, but I don't really go on there. I've got something called Deerwood Neighbors, which is the area where I live. So I get emails from them, but I rarely go on the actual app.
And from what I remember, what I've been told by people, like the iDeep Mate, the Galaxy, and all that, even though it is expensive, I mean, some people really can use them or use them a lot, compared to even the apps that we talk about that have, like CNAI has the product scanner, you really got to feel your way around the box or the can, and then you got to keep moving it until it swipes. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. The ID Mate works pretty much, from what I've been told, as fast like in the store. You just go near like where the barcode is and it picks it up. Like beep, you know, and it's done. It's not, you know, hunting. I mean, well, on a box, you got to have the right side of the box, but it'll find it a lot faster. Am I correct on that?
And I was wondering about the next door apps because I'm going to use it to post pictures of my little dog and see if anybody sees it or knows anything about it.
Did you lose one of your dogs, Charlie? Yeah, I used the ID Mate too. I need to get that thing out.
Yeah, you're right, Hank. And, you know, it reads the directions. And, well, it tells you all the things that's in it. It gives you a lot of information. And it's easy for me. And I started to say, I love easy. I need easy.
I have trouble with that product scan on seeing AI. I don't know. Very seldom do I get that thing to work.
Me too. I tried to do that the other day and it goes, dee, 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 dee. It's okay, come on. Never does do anything. And then I really hate it when it goes, not found. What? So, yeah, I'm not real happy with the those. And Eric is a genius with it. I don't know how, he's got some kind of trick. He knows exactly how to do it, but I'm not so good with it.
I find VD Scanner does a better job with, you know, scanning boxes and stuff than ID Mate, not ID Mate, but Be My Eyes. But I try both of them if it's not in my ID Mate.
Yeah, seeing eyes, supposed to scan QR code too. But I haven't been able to get it to you.
Okay. I just lost it.
Yeah, that's kind of catching when you cheat up to say something and then somebody else says something and then I was like, what was I going to say? But it is getting close to the hour, so we'll have last comments and then we'll close it for today.
Thanks, Cheryl and Hank and everyone. Great, great hour.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Great day as always. I just have one quick yes or no answer question. Does the VD scanner have a barcode reader, or are you talking about it just scans the box and all the text on it is easier? So does it have a barcode reader?
It does not have a barcode reader as far as I know. So she was just scanning the text on the box, correct, Susie?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I know what I was going to ask. Does Eric have vision at all?
Yeah, it's part of the dream package is what it is, and they rebranded it. They changed the name of it.
Yeah, VD scan. Mm-hmm.
Channel.
He does not. He totally. So he's amazing. But Eric is just, you know, Eric.
I don't know if I'll ever get really good at focusing the camera.
Well, I'm pretty sloppy with it, but I just thought if I'm doing mail or something, I just lay it in my lap and hold the camera up and just, you know, tap. Take pictures, and it usually works. It gets the gist of it anyway.
I hold mine with two hands a lot of the time, and that works well for me. If you ever want to know how I hold it, I'll get with you and tell you. Because just one hand, it usually bounces a little too much.
I had a friend, Larry Skukon, some of you know who he is. He said that how he does it is he puts both elbows on the table to anchor his arms, and then he holds it in his hands above the page about 10, 12 inches, and then he taps the picture. And having both elbows on the table kind of helps steady the camera, so that might help. I don't do it that way, but, you know, it might work for some people.
That's the way I do it. And with my left hand, I have it going like over the top with my fingers on either side of the thing. And then with my right hand, that's where I'm actually holding it. The left hand is actually steadying it. And with my right hand, I hold it and do the tapping. But, when the KNFB reader came out, that app, I can't remember the guy's name that demonstrated it, but that's the way he talked about holding the iPhone.
Yeah, that didn't work very well for me either. I paid $100 for it. And as usual, my timing was off because I could, at one point, could have got it a lot cheaper. I've got a thing I heard that you lay your phone on, put your mail under it.
Be My Eyes, I forget where it's at, but it has the option of using the volume down button to take the picture, and I've set mine to do that. That makes it a lot easier. Cheryl, thank you very much. Great event.
Yep, thank you, everybody. I had to take off, so see you in 2 weeks. At least for this class. Probably see some of you before then.
Thank you all so much. What a great session we had today. I look forward to doing it again in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.
Hanker Dude left
great
channel.
Afternoon. And remember, center stage tonight in the center stage room, 8 p.m. Eastern.